Hey, bonjour, my beautiful, beautiful friend. Welcome to RMR with Erica for 20-minute meditation. And today is about nothing is personal, is the theme of our little meditation. So I invite you to sit your wonderful body comfortably, your feet on the ground and your palm facing the sky. Taking a deep, delicious breath, breathing in as much as you can take in. And breathing out as much as you can let go of. Relaxing your shoulders every time a little more with every out breath that you give back. Your belly is soft, your chest is relaxed, your throat is relaxed, and the tip of your tongue is on the roof of your mouth, really inviting the switch of energy, flicking the switch for the chi to flow freely. Really come and dive under your skin. Feel how it feels to be under your skin, every part of you at the same time. Observing your breath that comes in and out. Maybe you can even connect to your heartbeat somewhere. Just come home to your heartbeat. Feel the pulse of your life that is always there for you. And just feel how grateful you are for this heartbeat of yours. Deep, delicious breath. You have all the time in the world just to be, just to breathe, to relax and be connected to life, to be a full human being and not a human doing anything. Just charging your batteries and coming home to your beautiful self. Contemplate on the thought that how lighter would be the journey if you took nothing personally and fully realized that every comments from other people really are more to do with themselves than with you. You can fully rest in your bliss. The heart of chaos. Nothing you need to take at heart. But be back in the center of your beautiful self. As true as possibly that you can be to yourself. this breath, true to this heartbeat. True to this wonderful body that is always there for you. Keep breathing deep, delicious breaths, nice and slowly, deep in your belly. Harvesting some fresh life force for your body and letting go of the still energy with every breath you breathe out. Slow, deep, delicious breath all the time in the world. Just to be, just to breathe. The sole of your feet is connected to the earth, wide open, inviting the rising chi. It happens automatically. Your belly is relaxed, your chest is relaxed, your shoulders are nice and heavy. And just relax your tongue now completely, relax your mind. Feeling your whole body at once, from the tip of your toes to the tip of your nose, the back of the body, the front of the body, the outside, the inside. Just feeling whatever there is to feel in this moment. Your body sink a little bit more where you're sitting. See how much more you can let go of any tension, any worries, any stress. Let them be washed away, wash away, wash away, wash away, effortlessly with every breath. All the time in the world, just to be, just to breathe. moment, nothing is personal. Just feel the infinity of life. Sipping in, feel how you are continuity not only of your ancestors, but a continuity of life itself. An awesome manifestation of life. A miracle on two feet. Breathing, beautiful miracle of life. You are completely unique. Just coming home to your beautiful self, just floating in the bliss of being. With every breath that you take. Completely relaxed, completely present. Having a fresh, refreshed breath as a gift that they are, the gift of life. How much more you can relax your shoulders, how much more you can sink your body into that seat. How much more you can let go of your tongue, let go of your shoulders, and relax your belly. Traveling in this awesome manifestation of flesh. Connecting to your light in the heart of your heart. The place of yours that knows no stories. Place of yours that know no noise. Imagine that you are just floating. Effortlessly bling. vividly present. I'll read you a few words while you're still there with your beautiful eyes closed, breathing into this wonderful body of yours. It's again from Jeff Foster. It's called Walk Your Path with Courage. When someone criticizes or judges you, please remember they are only criticizing or judging a part of their own heart, a reflection of themselves in you. We all are mirrors to each other. Don't take their attack personally. They do not know the real you, only an image. And if you believe they should think or feel differently right now, if you don't want them to have the experience they're having, you are lost in fantasy too. Allow them their own opinion and allow yourself yours. Feel your feelings, think your thoughts, and know that people are only right from their own perspective. If someone thinks you are bad or wrong, it doesn't mean that you are bad or wrong. Don't internalize the criticism or judgment. Let them believe what they believe, and perhaps if they're willing to listen and self-reflect, help them understand more clearly your experience, your voice, your heart, and you listen to theirs. You have nothing to defend because the truth is the truth and the truth will out. There is no need to take things personally, and if you take things personally, you are still not bad or wrong, only human and wonderful in your humanness. It can be both terrifying and thrilling to realize that everybody is dreaming of you until they wake, and they wake only when they wake, and perhaps they never wake. And I was reading more about not taking things personally because I was really inspired many years ago by the book The Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz. And his four agreements are about being impeccable with your words, not taking things personally, not making any assumptions, and always doing your best. And he speaks beautifully about not taking things personally. So I encourage you to get his book. I'm just going to read you a little bit, but we don't have enough time. So yeah, Four Elements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Now, my beautiful friend, I thank you infinitely for having shared some of your precious time with me. And I hope you really enjoyed the bliss of being you and having a little pause, coming home to your beautiful, beautiful self. I wish you a wonderful life of practice of loving you like you are, practicing of not taking anything personally. Definitely is a journey, isn't it, being a human being? I shall breathe with you tomorrow if that is your wish. Namaste. So much love. If you have enjoyed your meditation, you can listen to it again at your leisure on the podcast page of the Radio Margaret River website. Namaste.